From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A man armed with both a paintball and pellet gun used a rented truck to run down pedestrians and cyclists along a bike path near the Hudson River in New York City Tuesday. At least 8 people were confirmed killed, several others injured before police shot and wounded the assailant. James O'Neill is the city's police commissioner.
A male driving a rented Home Depot pickup truck entered the West Side Highway bicycle path at Houston Street, began driving southbound, striking a number of pedestrians and bicyclists along the route. At Chambers Street, the truck collided with a school bus, injuring 2 adults and 2 children. After the collision, the driver of the truck, a 29-year-old male, exited the vehicle brandishing 2 handguns. A uniformed police officer assigned to the first precinct confronted the subject and shot him in the abdomen. The subject was wounded and transported to a local hospital.
According to reports, the man is identified as Saifullo Saipov and is believed to be from Uzbekistan, who entered the U.S. in 2010. New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo said it appeared to have been a lone wolf attack. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga Tuesday urged his supporters to take part in peaceful resistance following the country's presidential election rerun that he and his supporters boycotted.
The resistance movement shall be responsible for implementing a vigorous, positive political action program that includes economic boycotts, peaceful processions, picketing, and other legitimate forms of protest.
President Uhuru Kenyatta was declared winner of last week's election, which was held after the Supreme Court annulled the August 8 election. Odinga warned the October 26 result will not stand and said it may represent the end of elections as a means of instituting government in Kenya. This is VOA News. At least 2 officials of the ousted regional Catalonian government in Spain have reportedly returned to the country from Belgium, where the former president, Carles Puigdemont, still resides after Madrid imposed direct rule following their independence declaration. Spain's High Court has summoned them for a hearing on Thursday. At a Brussels news conference, Puigdemont said he was not running from justice.
I am not here in order to demand asylum, political asylum. This is not a Belgian question. I'm here in Brussels as a capital of Europe. This is not a matter of the question of the Belgian politics. It has no relationship. I'm here in order to act with freedom and safety and surety.
But he questioned the government's quest for justice rather than revenge. Spanish prosecutors announced plans to seek sedition, rebellion, and embezzlement charges against Puigdemont and his colleagues. The next round of divorce talks between Britain and the European Union is now scheduled to get underway November 9 in Brussels. British Brexit Secretary David Davis said he's aware the clock is ticking for Britain's departure in March 2019.
We are not holding up the process. I don't want to score any points. It's just a practical fact. I'd invited Mr. Barnier to come to London tomorrow, but he couldn't do it. He'd got a prior engagement. And we offered them the beginning of next week. They couldn't do that. So it's this latter part of next week will be when the negotiators engage, Wednesday, Thursday, I think, and I'll be out there Friday. They can't do Monday, Tuesday. So I'll be out there Friday.
The slow pace of talks is raising the possibility Britain will leave the EU without an agreement. The U.S. said Tuesday it plans to vote no Wednesday when the U.N. General Assembly again takes up a resolution calling for an end to the U.S. economic embargo against Cuba. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
It will be the first vote since President Trump announced our new Cuba policy. We plan to vote against the resolution to underscore this new approach to Cuba.
She said the no vote is intended to advance human rights and democracy in Cuba. Last year, under President Barack Obama, the U.S. abstained for the first time as he sought to normalize relations with Havana. A suicide bomber struck the heavily fortified diplomatic quarter in the Afghan capital Kabul Tuesday, killing at least 5 people, wounding many others. The Islamic State claimed responsibility. The attack occurred as a U.S. monitoring agency said the Taliban insurgency has gained ground and influence in the last 6 months. Stocks on Wall Street ended the month of October Tuesday higher with the best monthly advance since February. The benchmark Dow Jones Industrial Average Index added more than 30 points on Tuesday to close at 23,377. Meanwhile, U.S. consumer confidence hit a 17-year high in October, a 4th straight month of increase. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.